Chapter 21. Qui-Gon was dying in his arms yet again when pain ripped him out of memory. New pain, physical pain, sharp, urgent. His forehead, his left knee, his left elbow, his right thigh. The Sith voice silenced at last, incredibly, his mind startlingly clear. He opened his eyes and stared at the sky. Someone was shouting, "Obi-Wan! Obi-Wan!" A shower of dirt and small stones rained down on him. He spat gravel, tried to push to his elbows, and that hurt even more. "No! No! Don't move!" the voice shouted. "I'll be right there! Don't move! Don't even breathe!" Well, that was silly. He had to breathe. He spat more gravel, trying to identify the voice. There'd been so many voices. Qui-Gon and Anakin, and Dooku and Tavor Mandirli, and Xanatos. Even the fire beetles had voices, shrill, ravenous squeakings as they chewed through his flesh. Bail. Bail Organa. That's who had shouted. This was Zagula. The absent Sith were trying to kill him, and... Oh dear, I seem to have fallen down a ravine. Breathing out hard, he sat up, head swimming, pounding, and found himself on the ravine's rocky floor. That wasn't good. He looked down at his left knee. His ripped leggings were soaked bright red. So was his left sleeve. And yes, that was more blood down his right thigh. Lifting his hand, he touched his fingertips to his forehead above his right eye. The skin was split. He could feel it. His fingers came away wet and crimson, and the pain was like a vibrosaw. Bad. Very bad. And yet, there was relief. And something like laughter. Because his body's pain had stopped the endless recycling of memories, and silenced, however briefly, the Sith's relentless voice. "Well, that's wonderful. Let's hear it for pain." A colder, saner part of himself knew only too well that this nonsensical giddiness was a reaction to the long days of unbearable strain and sorrow he'd endured since the crash. He knew that. He knew it. And yet, he couldn't resist.